There's a famous shita of the Bahag, the Baal Hilchis Gedolos, quoted by Tosis and Megillah on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and he quotes from the Bahag, Baal Hilchis Gedolos, Kasav, the Hecha de Inshe Levarach Belaila, when someone forgets to count at night, Mana lemachar below bracha. You should count during the day without a bracha v'chein halacha. And that's the halacha. This Bahag we paskin like, that if you forget to count at night and you remember during the day, you could continue the next day without a bracha. But if you didn't, if you forgot a complete day, well, yimna o bebracha, dvinin tamimas veleka. So that's the famous Shitas HaBahag, that if you forget a complete day, you're lacking tamimas, you need tamimas veleka. So what's pshat in the Bahag? Why could you count during the day? If you forget to count at night, and you count during the day, you can continue counting with the bracha the following night. What's the pshat? So I think the Mei, the Mishnah Berurah, other posts can learn the Bahag. It's a classical sveka, it's a double doubt. One suffix is, maybe you can only count at night, and maybe during the day also counts. Is it only night or day and night? And even if it's only night, maybe it's 49 separate mitzvahs. So Mamanashach, therefore, either way, it's a Svek Sveka, and therefore we could be lenient, you can continue counting with the bracha. That's how people learn the Bahag. There's a famous explanation from Rav Soloveitchik, that because people assume the Bahag, for the fact that Bahag says that it's, if you miss a complete day, you can no longer count, you're lacking in tamimas. So people assume the Bahag Masor is one big mitzvah. But Rav Salvation wants to point out, now even the Bahag perhaps hold its 49 separate mitzvahs. It's 49 separate mitzvahs. Then how come you can't go back? Or if it's 49 seven mitzvahs, how come you can't continue counting with the bracha, even if you missed all the days? So that's what the Rav Soloveitchik wanted to explain. Now, the Bahag is saying you need a din of receivers, you need a continuity, you need a count. By definition, you need some link between Pesach and Shavuos. These are the days connecting Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, and therefore you need some type of link. So maybe the Bahag holds, if you miss a night, so why are you at a count during the day? So maybe the Bahag holds you're not Yotzi during the day. But the reason you're allowed to count during the day, Yimna Macha Belo Bracha, is because there's no mitzvah. You're not getting the mitzvah, but you're just enabling yourself to continue counting the following day. So Rav Soloveitchik thinks it's the latter, that the Bahag holds it's also 49 separate mitzvahs, except he's just lacking in the continuity. That's why he says if you miss a day. He wants to bring a couple of rayas from different sources. One is the Torah quotes from Rav Sajagon. Rav Sajagon writes, Shachach be'echad min hayomim. If you forget to count any day, min hayom yivarak v'yom shacharav. Pashas Rav Sajagon, even with the bracha, that if I forget to count day four, continue counting 5, 6, 7, 8, and pashas with the bracha. However, the Rav Sajagon says, Chutz milayla rishona. That if you miss the first night, it's over. That's a Rav Sadja Gaon, right. Rav Hai Katsav, Ben Belaila Harishon, Ben Bishar Leilos, Yom Shachach, the Lo Birak, Bo Yivarak Bishar Leilos, the Kain Katsav Hari. So others disagree. But either way, we see according to Rav Sadja Gaon, he says there's a difference between the first night and the other nights. Why? What's the Svara? Because obviously, in order to have a bridge, you got to have a starting point. If you miss day one, you missed the beginning, you missed the link. So therefore, that's the pshat. You need a Ritzifus. Or the Sefer Achinach quotes, Misha Shachach Yom Echad, Amar, and we pass in this way, Emosh Hayukach. Let's say you forgot to count day 8, now it's day 9, so you should say it's Edmol, yesterday was day 8, now it's day 9. Why do we have to say yesterday is day 8? Again, you want to keep the Siraf, the link. And he also says a chiddush that Imona Hacherim im Kol Yisrael, that since the whole Klai Yisrael were counting Usvar Temochem, you're included, each one has their own Sfira, but you're included in Klai Yisrael's count. So if Klai Yisrael counted yesterday, so therefore you can continue counting. So we see three shitas, three rayas for the Rav trying to explain the Bahag, that we see that the issue, we see this concept of having a bridge, a link. Either the first night is different than all other nights. You have to say, yesterday was this day, and then you continue counting. And the Klai Yisrael were counting for you. So we see this concept, according to the Bahag, really, you're not Yotze. If you miss a night, maybe you're not Yotze during the day. So why am I counting during the day? I'm counting during the day in order to enable myself to continue counting the following night. In fact, this is Chad in Rashi, and that's the Rashba's question on Rashi. Rashi writes, you know, there's halacha that we daven, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, you could daven mincha until plaga mincha, a mayrav after plaga mincha. So then Rashi shows they used to daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. So Rashi writes, what you should do during Sfira is you should count after Plag without a bracha and make it Tanai, if I remember later. So this doesn't count. I want it to count for later. I don't want it to count and I can make a bracha. And if I forget, let this count. So the Tshuva Sarash asks, what's Pian in Rashi? He says, Mamanashach, if counting during the day is a go, then what do I have to count at night? And if counting today isn't a day, what do I gain by counting? So, with the Rav, we can understand the Rashi, because no, really, Rashi's not saying it's, what do you gain by it? That you gain, but if you count during the day, if you count after Plaga Mincha, so at least you did the Maisa Sfira without the Kiyam HaMitzvah. You did the act of the Mitzvah without actually getting it, and therefore it could help you count for the next day. And that's the whole discussion as well. It's a whole Minchas Chinuch on a famous discussion. It's a shiur in its own right. A Katan Shehigdel B'mei Sfira. A Katan becomes a Gadol during Sfira. So what about the first 20 days, whatever days he missed? Can you count? Can he continue counting with a bracha? So part of the discussion is, so, you know, even though min haTorah, he hasn't been getting any mitzvah yet, but it's an example, you have a ma'isa svira without the kiyum mitzvah, you can still, a katan's ma'isa counts, he can still create the link. Like we find in other areas, we find by Gemara, by Rakama, by Nezikin, if you burn documents, you have to pay them after you're a gadol. The Rama writes, if I think of your Machal Shabbos, Beshogeg, or your Machal Shabbos, or your Katan, Tov Lasos Tshuva. In other words, the Maisa of a Katan counts. We see by Karban Pesach, the Rambam, that perhaps if he brought while he was a Katan, will work. So the point is, we see there's a concept of a ma'isa svira without a kiyama mitzvah. That's the fact, that's the whole discussion about an onen. We know the Onan in the beginning of the third perek in Brachas, that an Onan is Patur min HaMitzvahs. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds your Patur because Tirda, Tosfos holds out Kavod HaMeis, Loi Gorash. So according to Rashi, in theory, if you could rise above the occasion, it's okay. If not, no, you don't have to, but you have an option. According to Tosfos, it's Usur. And we pass in like Tosfos, like Yerushalmi, that it's Usur to do mitzvahs during Aninus. So let's say an Onan wants to eat something, so he's Pata from Bracha Rishona. And as well, you can't do mitzvah. So the Shaila, the Minchas Chinuch raised the Pisrei Tshuva. Let's say an Onan wants to eat bread, what should he do? So the Pisrei Tshuva brings down he should wash without a bracha. Why wash without a bracha? Why? Because there are two reasons to wash Netilos Shadayim before bread. There's a mitzvah midrabanan to wash your hands before, and there's a mitzvah drabanan, and there's an issur drabanan to eat bread without washing your hands. So out's the mitzvah midrabanan your putter. What's the only reason you're washing your hands is to avoid the issur drabanan. To avoid the issur, you don't make a bracha. Like the Gemara is Havamin and Gemara Psachim, Abodek, Sarach, Uvarach. Someone who does Bedikas Chametz has to make a bracha. Wow, it's a big chiddush. Of course, you always have to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. No, perhaps the Havamina was that the whole purpose of his Bedika was to avoid the Yisra by Yirah by Yimatzah, to only Chametz. So therefore, if you're doing something just to avoid an Yisra, there's no bracha. Like we know there's the Rush, we know there's Mayim Rishonim and there's Mayim Achronim. And we make a bracha Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim, we don't, even those who say yes. However, the Rush points out, and everyone agrees, Mayim Emsoam, there's no bracha. Why? What's Mayim Emsoam? When you're breaking up the fish and the meat, so therefore you wash your hands, but you don't make a bracha. Why? Because the only purpose of washing your hands is to avoid the sakana of having fish and meat together. So anytime you do something to avoid an aveira, you don't make a bracha. So too, I can only end by sukkah, before the Kfura and Chol HaMoed, he sits in the Minchas Chinuch discusses, he sits in the sukkah without a bracha. Because if it's a mitzvah, so he's patur from. Why is he sitting in the sukkah? According to his opinion, he holds this an isser to eat chutzah sukkah. The only reason I'm eating is to avoid the isser, so if you're doing to avoid the isser, no bracha. So, similar here by an Onan, a similar concept, that why is an Onan is patam him, is in fact it's also for him to do count Sfira. So what's the issue to get the key of my mitzvah? So what does he say he should do? An Onan should count without a bracha. Why? Because he's going to do a Maisa Sfira, and therefore he missed day 22, so let him count day 22 without a bracha. So when he gets to day 23, he'll still have the link. He'll still have the continuation. And that's what you have by Katan, and that's what you have by an Onan. By a Gershon Iskaya, it's a separate Shaila. That already is no Mais of a guy. That gets into the separate discussion, the Turi Evan, about how we reconcile the issue with someone who does something when they're patur and they become chayiv later, the Gemara in Yavamas with someone who had kids and converted. But the bottom line is, so an Onan counts without a bracha, but then once the Aninus is over, he can continue counting with the bracha. Katan shehigdil. That's the way many assume you make a bracha. And regarding Gershon Iskayer, so he should continue counting, but not make a bracha. That's the Maisa of the guys. This is the famous sheet of the Bahag. The issue is, even the Bahag holds it's 49 separate mitzvahs. If it's 49 separate mitzvahs, so how come if I miss a day, I can no longer count with the bracha? No, that's because you broke up the ritzifus. So my nafkamina, if according to the Bahag, that whether it's if I miss a day, I miss a day. So what's the difference? So we gave some differences, but the difference would be is, let's say someone's going to have surgery in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer, and he knows they're going to be out for 25 hours, and it's going to be day 36. So what about counting the first 35 days? Should I bother counting, knowing I'm going to miss it? Or should I still count up until I miss it? So from a practical point of view, we don't have the VM, you don't know, and the system, maybe the appointment will get pushed off. So therefore, from a practical matter, you never know. So therefore, you should be counting. But in theory, it would depend on the Bahag. If you hold the Bahag, holds it's one big mitzvah. So if I know for sure I'm going to miss one day, so then perhaps I'm getting involved in all these brachos she'ein tzrichas. But if I hold it's 49 separate mitzvahs, so each day I get a mitzvah, once I miss a day, so I'm lacking the retzifa, so maybe I can't fulfill it anymore. But I still should continue counting until then. Or if a Navi tells you you're going to miss a day or some other hypothetical, but that's the most assumed, the Bahag, or that it's one big mitzvah, and that's why once you miss it, it's all over. Rav Salavechik, another says, no, it's 49 separate mitzvahs, but you're just lacking the retzifas, and therefore that's why you can't continue counting with the bracha anymore.